Squire.
Yes?
Mr. President?
Yeah.
I was talking to Walter about this peace committee this morning, and I wanted to report to you what the problems are with McCloy and some of the other Republicans that we had on that list and which we contacted. They're all on the fence, Mr. President. They're being pressured very hard as a result of Hershey. And he himself, McCloy, for instance, was very torn and did not want to give an answer and said that he had to get back to Eisenhower before he could give an answer, although very sympathetic. Now, I'm just wondering, sir, whether you want to reconsider this from two points of view. A, you've got all of the good Democrats either working for you directly in the government or elsewhere. And B, you're going to have a tough time, I think, getting these guys on board on this thing, that is the Republican side. And maybe the better way is to string along and pull them aboard individually. I think they're going to resist going aboard with Goldwater. Now, I don't want to talk out of it. We'll keep pushing ahead to get them. Although, frankly, I think it's going to be tough.
Who has turned you down?
Well, nobody has turned it down tight, that is outright. McCloy said he'd have to get back to the other people with whom he talked before he'd give an answer. The others are very difficult to get. I've tried to get Roy Roberts and John Nason of Carleton College, Roy Roberts of the Kansas City Star. Arthur Dean, I'm sure we can get, but you got him already, really, I mean, with you, identified. See, what I'm saying really here is that Goldwater needs this kind of a thing, you don't. And I'm not sure whether from a tactical point of view, again, if you've made the decision, I don't want to argue back at it, but I'm just wondering if you wouldn't want to think about it, about that aspect of it, whether you really need this in order to counteract Goldwater at all.
Well, let's just let it go then. Let's wait till Monday anyway.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Right.